Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And on those bad teams, as he said, he always stuck out. He always got his 1,000 yards. He always played hard. You always heard about him. They had to dial him back in practice because he wanted to take every single rep. Every single rep. And that legendary practice, I heard it from people, a former broadcast partner here on 95.7 The Game. Because, dude, Frank Gore wore those linebackers out, including Kirk Morrison, our boy 5'2".
He had talent, right? And you got to have a baseline of talent to be in the NFL and to be a starting running back. But the way I look at it, in terms of just talent at the position, he didn't have the most talent. He wasn't the fastest. He wasn't the biggest. Wasn't the strongest. One of the most cerebral, instinctual players I've ever seen. And he never got squared up.
Never.
And I just love the way that he played. He represented so much of that blue collar candlestick tailgating atmosphere, like Frank Gore of all the guys, as well as Patrick Willis. Like, Pat had all the talent, though. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, if you were lining up talent at the position, like, Pat's like the gold standard. Frank was never the gold standard in terms of physical raw ability. Mm-hmm. It's just he meant so much to so many people, and the way he went about his business in a me-first society, being so selfless. Can you think of one time Frank was like, give me the ball, or, snap his chin straps off, or I can't think of any of that.
The ultimate teammate.
Exactly.
Third most rushing yards in NFL history. I mean, he went to Indianapolis as a 33-year-old, ran for 1,000 yards. He went to Buffalo. I remember watching a Buffalo game. They were playing the Patriots. They lost a close one. But Frank Gore had over 100 yards. And like, nobody runs for 100 yards against Belichick's defense. No. And Frank was out there making plays in Buffalo. And they love him in Buffalo. They love him to this day in Buffalo. And then just thinking about his journey. You know, we know about his story about his mother. We know about his story about his mother. We know about his ACLs and how at the University of Miami, his career got cut short. He was in a running back room with Willis McGahee and Clinton Portis. And he was going to beat those guys out. And his knee gave out on him. So when Scott McLuhan drafted him in the third round, everybody thought, oh, man, what a whiff. It's a terrible pick. This guy's not going to last a training camp. He lasted nearly two decades in the NFL. It's unbelievable.
Shoulder surgeries on both shoulders, I believe, early on in his career. I mean, his story is a legendary one. Yep. And he's an all-time player. And it's just crazy to me. Like, He's the example in life of like, just show up ready to go no matter what it is, and good things will happen to you. Obviously, you got to have a baseline of talent, but when you're obsessed maniacally with something, you can accumulate and achieve unbelievable things. And he's an all-time player. I think about all his little cutback plays where, you know, he's running and then he would shield the ball with two hands so that he wouldn't get stripped, go down inbounds to keep the clock going. Just so many great plays. I always thought his hands were underrated.
Oh, he was very good, very underrated receiver out of the backfield.
Yeah, like I don't think we utilized him enough out of the backfield. I think his greatest play, and this is never, you know, this isn't going to get on the highlight page, it's the block on third down for Colin Kaepernick in Green Bay in that frozen tundra game where Harbaugh's wearing like 17 layers. It's freaking criminal that this guy doesn't have a championship ring.
No, he played his ass off in the Super Bowl. I remember the coin toss of that Super Bowl. I'm a weirdo. I remember these little oddities, right? In the coin toss, Terrell Suggs was one of the captains for the Ravens. And he's like trying to intimidate the captains of the Niners, and he's looking out of these meme buckets. And Frank Gore is one of the captains. And Frank Gore just kind of looks at T-Sizzle, gives him a little head nod, smiles like, bro, I'm coming. I'm coming hard, bro. Like, you can't punk me. And he didn't punk him in that Super Bowl. And it is criminal that when he got down there inside the 10-yard line, he needed a blow. I get it. He needed a blow. But for him not to touch that ball down inside the 10-yard line and watching him walk off that field, it really hurt. It really, really hurt because they weren't the same after that. And hell, his fourth down play in Seattle. The final drive, people forget it. It would have been one of the most iconic plays in Niners history. Kaepernick flips it to Frank Gore to 4th and 9. He gets like 16. And then the next play, Crabtree gets about 20, if I'm not mistaken. And it's like, oh, they're about to do this. They're about to beat Seattle.
They should have.
And, you know, so Frank Gore, man, one of my all-time favorites. And it's genuine with that one. And I've always said this. I said this for many, many years. You ask my guys, my best friend, Big Dog, said, I said, I'm going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. First time I ever go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame is when Frank Gore is getting inducted. And whenever that is, could be in 5 years, could be in 10 years, that's when I'll go to Canton, Ohio and check out the Hall of Fame, is when Frank Gore is ready to give his speech for being inducted and getting his gold jacket.
You know,
he deserves it.
I think we talk a lot about like the... I've seen a lot of people talk about like, oh, the Yorks, all they do is celebrate what happened before they actually took over. It is nice to see, and I know we're getting old, and that's a part of it, but it is nice to see that era get represented now, because that era meant a lot to me. Yeah. Like, of course, the 80s and 90s forged a lot of people's memories, but like the younger crowd, Sam Lubman, you know, and his era of guys like Frank Gore and Patrick Willis and Justin Smith and all of those guys, Vernon Davis and Crabtree to a lesser degree, like that's who you came up rooting for. And that was the first good team in about a decade. So they mean a lot to people. And I still see a lot of Frank Gore jerseys, man. A ton of Frank Gore jerseys.
So I got Howard on YouTube asking me, what makes Frank Gore a Hall of Famer? Well, in his first 10 seasons, he ran for over 1,000 in 8 of those seasons. And the only reason why he didn't run for over 1,000 in 2010 is because he only played 11 games.
Well, here's what I would say.
He ran for 853. He was the ultimate teammate. He was a 3-down back. You ask any teammate, any opponent, hey, Frank Gore, what about him? We got to bring our hard hats.
Ask Bobby Wagner. Ask his contemporaries. Ask them. You know, that's what I always say. Ask those guys. Here's my algorithm for Frank Gore online. You can't write the history of the 49ers without having Frank Gore in there. There's two sides of the ball. It's Patrick, during that era, Patrick Willis and Frank Gore, period.
I mean, we always talk about Jerry Rice at the age of 30 and what he did. Well, look at Frank Gore. He turned 30 years old. He runs for 11-28. He's 31 years old. He runs for 11-06 in his final season with the 49ers. And he was averaging over 4 yards a carry in all those seasons. So then he goes to Indianapolis. He averages 3.7, comes up short of 1,000. He has 967 in 16 games. Was a good team. Then he runs for 1,000 as a 33-year-old, averaging nearly 4 yards a carry. And then he goes to Indianapolis again, almost runs for another 1,000 yards. It goes for 961 at the age of 34 years old. Old man Frankie G, his final year in the league. All right, he only ran for 3.5 yards a carry, 653 yards rushing as a 37-year-old in the NFL playing running back. When they all said, hey, when a running back turns 30, that's when you're not going to get the best of him. So, look, Roger Craig deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Frank Gore deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. All right, he's on the all-decade team in the 2010s, okay? Like, he's not a Hall of Famer? You know what? If he's not in the Hall of Fame, then maybe I'm never gone. That's just my opinion on it.
He has 16,000 rushing yards. Going into the Hall of Fame.
He's third all time.
What are we doing?
Well, so there's a Hank Aaron.
241 starts at running back. Most all time.
He's not Hank Aaron in that sense, but there's a Hank Aaron-like quality where Hank never led the league in home runs in any year,
right?
But when you have the longevity and the consistency over X amount of years, because you can make an argument, he was never the best running back at any singular time. Well, yeah, you had obviously Adrian Peterson out there, but I know there are other quarterbacks in the NFL who were never the best quarterback in the league and have gotten into the Super Bowl. Like, for example, Eli Manning will probably be a Hall of Famer at some point.
He wasn't the best quarterback in the league ever.
So we do these definitive things, and it's like, no. I look at his consistency over decades. Frank Gore is an all-timer. And what he did in the playoffs as well for that team. Look, you are the greatest runner by numbers in 49er history. Look at who they have in their running back room. Yeah. All right?
And into the playoffs.
Joe the Jet Perry, John Henry Johnson, Roger Craig. Just look at it. It's a who's who.
Well, you look at the playoffs, too. Two games in 2011, he averaged 5.5 yards a carry those two playoff games. All right? The next year, 2012, in three playoff games, he averages 5 yards a carry and runs for 319 yards in the playoffs.
The dirty bird in the end zone in my head.
Let's stop playing here. So that's, in my opinion, what makes Frank Gore a Hall of Famer, Howard.
Tell me you didn't watch by telling me you didn't watch.
Yeah. All right, what's coming up with the game brought to you by Freeball Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service bank with no compromises. We continue to get ready for the New York Jets. We'll continue to get ready for them. Stu Gotts is going to join us at 8 o'clock. We got Shameless Shoutouts coming up. Line them up, 7:45, Shameless Shoutouts. High school football's back. We got big games in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Dallas Al Sarah out in Concord. Man, we got some monster matchups. Shout out to your high schools. Shout out to being back in school. Everybody's back in school right now. Things are booming. Football's back. We'll continue to break down the Chiefs and the Ravens. 888-957-9570. What was your first impression of the Chiefs and the Ravens last night? I want to hear from the fans out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.